Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
The Republic of Ireland's chances of qualifying for the World Cup in Qatar next year are all but over following two defeats in their opening qualifiers against Luxembourg and Serbia. Ireland would have been expected to win on Saturday against Luxembourg, who were over 50 places behind Ireland in the FIFA world rankings. It's now 10 games without a win for the Republic of Ireland manager Stephen Kenny since taking over from Mick McCarthy last year. And it was revealed last night that he does have the backing of the FAI. I'm joined on the line now by the former Republic of Ireland player and manager Owen Hand and also Vincent Hogan, sports writer with the Irish Independent. You're both very welcome, Owen. I'm sure you're disappointed today, but a lot has been written, a lot has been said about Stephen Kenny's handling of these games. What's your own view?
Well, I mean, I think, good morning, Claire. I think I'm obviously as disappointed as everybody else about it, but I think that he started in the wrong way, as far as I'm concerned. The whole thing about coming in and saying this evolutionary style of football, I mean, it's a very basic concept, really, that you don't build anything from the top down. So it's got to be, you know, you start at the bottom, and that's a much bigger picture. It's a much bigger thing about the Irish football. You know, I think that he's gone in there, and he's kind of, again, making it simplistic, would be, do you have a system to suit the players or players to suit a system? Well, Stephen's opening gambit, well, or not gambit, but his whole way of thinking was that the players must suit the system. Now, that is nigh impossible for international footballers who are playing a certain way with their clubs in England all their lives, and then you've got them for maybe 3 days before, if you have that, before you play a vital game, and then you're asking to play a totally different way. So I think that he made that mistake at the start of us, you know, not before this series of matches. But I probably be saying, look, I mean, the one that must learn the most out of all this would be Stephen Kenny himself, that you cannot do this. You must get players that are accustomed to doing what they're doing every training day and every week with their clubs in England. Mm-hmm. Or whatever. So I think that basic concept, I think he has altered that, because he did say, he did make a comment in one of his interviews that he players playing as they do with their clubs. I mean, you had these ridiculous things about, like, I mean, say, the likes of Shane Duffy. He couldn't play like Beckenbauer, those who might remember that great player. Or he's not a passing player. He's a good stopper defender. And you had silly things like, I mean, even Randolph was making mistakes, like, I mean, talking about distributing the ball and passing it, whatever. And other mistakes he did make, big mistake, was leaving Seamus Coleman out, you know, at the earlier games. I mean, he is, like Everton, you know, consistently good, totally committed. You could see by his interview.
Yeah, so, he sounded very frustrated, I thought, Owen, in his postmaster interview. Seamus Coleman did. Like, he seemed to suggest that people, I don't want to get this wrong now, because it's these things mean an awful lot to an awful lot of people, but he seemed to suggest that people on the team, some people, weren't ready to take the ball. They weren't screaming for the ball. They weren't fully committed, dare I say?
Well, yeah, I mean, but that's that can happen. Like, I mean, if players don't feel happy when they're going out about, you know, what's expected of them, well, then that's what happens. There's a doubt that creeps into it. You know, you can see that, like, in any game. Like, I mean, if a team is, one team is on top of the other, well, what's the reasons why? Is it because, you know, the fear factor is there? Well, don't give it to me, because I don't want to be the one that's going to make the mistake.
Mm-hmm. Well,
once you start playing like that,
a good place to be. Can I bring in Vincent? I want to bring you in here. I read your piece today in the Irish Independent, and you actually mentioned Seamus Coleman here, saying that he deployed words like shocking, embarrassing, and tainted. Not a great place for the captain to be.
No, I think that the fundamental of the Stephen Kenny philosophy, or what he's been trying to sell us over the last year, Claire, has been courage in possession, courage on the ball. And that seemed to be exactly what his captain was saying they didn't have on Saturday night. I don't think you can dismiss the fact that there has been so much, an extraordinary amount of disruption within the squad in terms of personnel available and that. I think Ireland used 30 players in the Nations League, for example, but only six of Saturday's starting 11 didn't start any of those games. He has been put in a very, very difficult position. But Owen is right in the sense that Stephen Kenny was very bullish a year ago. He was talking about, you know, Ireland being more confident in their own ability. And that confidence has been very, very seriously rattled now. It's, you know, in normal circumstances, tomorrow's friendly against Qatar would be relatively meaningless. But I think it's very important in terms of his voice within that dressing room now that he doesn't lose the strength of his conviction. And maybe that's the most worrying sign that we've seen with him, that through his club career, he almost always used a flat back four, and he turned to a 3-5-2 system in Belgrade, and he stuck with it for a home game against Luxembourg, which suggests he's second-guessing himself now. And I think that would be the bigger worry if he's losing the strength of his own convictions.
Mm-hmm. And you said in your piece today, there is, in hindsight, no revolution, that Stephen Kenny was selling this dream, or that was his strategy going into this project where he's managing the Ireland team, and that it's just not possible given what he has?
Well, certainly not possible given what he has at the moment. And I think he was unlucky in that the two key games we've played under Stephen Kenny, the playoff match in Slovakia, which went to penalties, and then Saturday night's game against Luxembourg, which was a must-win game in terms of World Cup. Without one the potentially exciting front player we have in Aaron Connolly.
Okay. Vincent, your line is breaking up on us there, making it hard to hear what you're saying. Just to come back to you, Owen, on this, and it's really tricky to have this conversation in the aftermath of two games, which means so much to someone like Stephen Kenny. Like, we know how much this man wanted this job and wants to do well here, but questions are being asked, aren't they, about what happens to him now and whether he should be left in that role. What's your own take?
Well, look, I do know that Stephen Kenny is, he works so hard, always has done. He really is. He's so diligent. I do think that, I mean, his philosophy, which has altered, has to alter radically and say, Stephen is in there to get results. I mean, that's it. That's the bottom line. Any manager of his interest, you know, it's that's it. Results are the big thing to qualify. So, really, that's gone now, as you say. And I just think that, I mean, we're lucky that there was no crowds there on that game on Saturday, because, I mean, there would have been, oh my God, I think there'd been demonstrations after, whatever, you know, mm-hmm. was that cool. But I think the much bigger
picture. And your phone line now is going on me, so the phone lines would drive you crackers. Vincent, I think we have you on a better one now. Vincent, the next competitive game is not until September. I know we have the game tomorrow night and you've attached importance to that, but what do you think should happen between now and September? Is there a way to turn this around?
Well, there's very little that can happen, Claire, really, other than Stephen Kenny, you know, keeping in very close contact with the players. I mean, I do think the FAI have bigger issues on their plate right now than trying to change a manager. And in any event, you know, where do you pitch the succession stakes if you say, well, part company with Stephen Kenny now? And on what kind of financial level do you go looking for someone? It's the last thing the FAI need. I think the most important thing is that Stephen Kenny, as I said earlier, if you heard me properly, is that he sticks to the strength of his convictions. Because there's something a little bit depressing if we go back to this idea that our players can just kick and chase. And that's what he's been saying, that we've got to get away. But to be honest, at this level of competition in international football, you've got to have players who are comfortable in the roles they're playing. And maybe that's what Seamus Coleman was alluding to on Saturday night. Some players didn't seem to be comfortable.
Paul McGrath has called for him to go. He said, I never like kicking a man when he's down. I was down myself many a day, but I'm sorry, Stephen Kenny, it's time to go. I mean, would you take it that far?
No, I wouldn't. And I think it's, you know, Paul, as you say, Paul wouldn't be the type of fellow that would just kick a fellow while he's down. That's not in his nature. I do think there is a sense among senior internationals. And this has been an ongoing thing. We've seen it going back to the Brian Kerr era, that they are mistrustful of someone who comes through the domestic game here and someone who doesn't have experience of the hard-nosed professional game in England. There's no doubt about that, that that's coming back again. And even when Stephen was appointed, there were people like Kevin Kilbane, again, like Paul, who wouldn't be into giving people a kicking, who said that and expressed that worry that within a professional dressing room, somebody who comes through the domestic game here only, you know, is going to struggle to hold that audience. And that's clearly something that a lot of the former Irish internationals believe may be happening now.
But maybe we're looking in the wrong place, Owen. Hopefully we can hear you a little bit better now. But,
yeah.
You know, if you don't have the players coming up through the ranks, doesn't matter who, what manager you have in there at the top.
Well, I mean, by the way, I totally agree with Vincent there about what he just said, his last comments there. I do think that, you know, a big, huge disadvantage not having played at a high level and also what Vincent said about the domestic game. Players respect, you know, you have to get respect from players, and obviously that's a test, and a bit of, you've been gone through it yourself. So your question about what's the next way, Claire?
Yes, what happens next? Because I was just talking to Vincent about the Paul McGrath piece yesterday,
and
he said he didn't really want to say it. It's not something that he took pleasure in saying, but he believed it was time for Stephen Kenny to go because you can't play that style with the team that he had. I'm just wondering where you stand on that now, or do you think just let it lie and let's see what happens?
Well, I think that Stephen's, you know, his attributes and his are very, very strong. But I think they could be used in a much better way, so much as that, you know, really this is a much bigger story about an academy, you know, a national academy that should have happened way back in 2005. It was on the cards, it was never going to happen. It's another story. But that is actually developing players and using the national academy. They'd still be playing with their League of Ireland clubs, which would solve that problem about them trying to run their own academies. And then Stephen be in charge of all that aspect of that kind of what the way that you want to be teaching or educating our players to ally our natural strength with more technical skills, and that's the bigger picture. So it could be a way to move aside without shall we say losing that much face in so much as because Stephen looks very uncomfortable, you know, his interviews and all that, and the national job is a huge job and a huge step for him. So I think that could be. It could be. I know it's a long-term plan. Short-term, no. There's not much you can do. Unfortunately, we have this huge gap between the games now. But I do think that that is a way that would be a very good thing to do. I think that Stephen's assets will employ much better in that direction. He might find that to say that's insulting, but I think that he is such a hard worker and so dedicated in his beliefs, but his beliefs in this have been wrong about the way that he should approach the international team manager's job.
Yeah, just Vincent, to finish on this, we have a text in from a listener. The problem with soccer managers is that they need 3 years to get a good team together, and soccer is sacking managers after less than 2 years in a job. Now, you have that school of thought versus should Irish fans be asked to put up with no wins from 10 games and think that that's okay given more time?
Well, nobody thinks it's okay, Claire, least of all Stephen Kenny. I think, you know, Owen alluded to something there. There's a much bigger picture, and that is the pathway, say, from schoolboy football to the international team at senior level. And it's historically, it was always, well, some English clubs will pick up the best players, but English clubs are now looking for talent all over Europe, and it's not as simple anymore. And we don't have clear pathways between schoolboy soccer, junior soccer, and League of Ireland academies, which is something I think that Niall Quinn was trying to get going in this country. And until and unless we do, our best senior international performances are almost happening by accident. I do think there's something in what Owen is saying, but bear in mind, you know, we got rid of Brian Kerr, and now Brian Kerr is seen as a kind of a national treasure with his wisdom about what's happening and should be happening in the game here. I think we should be very careful that we don't get rid of a man before he's had a real chance to set his mark on it.
All right. Much better if we were having a more positive conversation. But look, hopefully, as we say, we have that friendly tomorrow night. Who knows? Who knows where it goes from here? Owen Hand, Vincent Hogan, thank you both very much indeed. Coming up, Diarmaid Farrator on how we should commemorate the centenary of Northern Ireland.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.